You're listening to SBS News.
Three white offenders, a father, former police officer, and their neighbour have been found guilty of violating a black man's civil rights because of his race. Greg McMichael, his son Travis McMichael, and neighbour William Bryan were also found guilty of the attack and of attempted kidnapping. The jury deliberated for about 4 hours before handing down a guilty verdict over the killing of Ahmed Arbery, a high school football star. Attorney Benjamin Crump has praised the verdict and the family's persistence.
It is because of their conviction to get full justice, not partial justice, for their son Ahmaud Arbery. We get to celebrate this moment.
His mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, says the verdict is confirmation for her, and now her son can rest in both power and peace. His father, Marcus Arbery, also paid tribute to his son.
He loved his family. He called us every day. If he had but one word to tell you, guess what that was? I love you, Pop.
Yes.
I love you, Mama. He always told you that. Now these times you don't hear that, I'm struggling with that every day.
The president of the National Urban League, Mark Morial, says this case sets a precedent.
Number one, because the Justice Department does not bring that many prosecutions for hate crimes. Number two, because this case can send a message. Once again, this is rural Georgia. This is not the metropolis of New York or Washington or Chicago.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland became upset when sharing his grief with the family for the loss of their son.
I cannot imagine the pain that a mother feels to have her son run down and then gunned down while taking a jog on a public street. My heart goes out to her and to the family.
He says the Justice Department does not prosecute based on ideological views, but it does act when offenders commit violence motivated by hate.
No one in this country should have to fear the threat of hate-fueled violence. No one should fear being attacked or threatened because of what they look like.
The hate crimes felony carries a maximum penalty of life in prison. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.